Well, creation is literally the beginning of the story of the Bible. I mean, it begins, verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But it's theologically the beginning of the story of God's relationship to the world. Creation, fall, redemption, and the eventual consummation. So if one does not have a proper understanding of creation, you will not have a proper understanding of God, God's relationship to the world, what God is doing in the world, what our place is in the world. And so creation really is the bedrock or the foundation of theology. Well, the problem I see is not just the teaching of evolution, but the philosophical and even theological conclusions that they draw from it. Now, they deny that they make any kind of philosophical or theological assertions from it, but they do. They teach materialism, they teach atheism. Even if they'll never use those terms, one finds that kind of teaching permeating all too often what is being done in the name of evolution. When we teach a materialistic evolution, what we've done is we've told a young man or young woman, there is no God. That means that there is no purpose for them being here. There is no goals in life in order to achieve, nor is there any accountability at the end of life. That can be nothing but destructive. Well, I think that creating unnecessary cognitive dissonance is always bad. And the young earth position demands that we hold that the earth is only 10,000 years old. Well, anybody that knows anything about astronomy knows that light from across the Milky Way took 100,000 years. Light from the Andromeda galaxy took 1,000,000 years. Why hold to an interpretation of scripture that puts yourself at odds with understanding what God has created in nature? So what we find in scripture is that the Bible does not necessitate a young earth interpretation, and there are compelling reasons, as I gave in the talk, for understanding it in non-literal terms. Historically, Christians have understood it in non-literal terms. I'm thinking of those like Augustine, who was very clear. They didn't have a debate about how old the earth was, but they did have a debate about literal 24-hour days or not. And there was a significant understanding in the early church that they were not to understand those in 24-hour terms. It's important, the issue is important because the young earth position is a relatively recent phenomenon. Prior to 1961, the vast majority of evangelicals, not just Christendom as a whole, but the vast majority of evangelicals held to an old earth view. It is in 1961 that Henry Morris's book came out, The Genesis Flood, in which it argued that one must hold to a young earth view. Prior to that, most Christians held to either day age or gap theory or some other framework hypothesis. So I think that people need to understand just how new the young earth position is, and that it is not the historical position of the church throughout the ages. Here's as an informed theologian, as somebody who engages with scientists, I think that I don't expect evolution generically to go away anytime soon. I do think that Darwinism, the Darwinian version of evolution, is in serious trouble. And so when Darwinism collapses, it will be interesting to see where the conversation goes. Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary has a website, so does the Bush Center for Faith and Culture, called The Intersect. It's part of the Intersect Project, and that is our webpage for our center, and there you'll find articles about creation and evolution and other apologetic and social issues.